is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel has ended its operation in the northern West Bank city of Jenin after 2 days of violence. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's withdrawn its troops from Jenin, but warns that its most intense military operation in the occupied territory in nearly two decades was not a one-off. The pullout ends a raid that killed 13 Palestinians and one Israeli soldier. Residents of the refugee camp emerged from their homes to find alleys lined by piles of rubble and flattened or scorched cars. Shopkeepers and bulldozers started clearing the debris, and thousands who fled the fighting began returning. The Israeli army claims to have inflicted heavy damage on militant groups in the operation, which included a series of airstrikes and hundreds of ground troops. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia and Ukraine have been accusing each other of plotting to stage an attack on the Russian-held Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant station, Europe's largest such facility, and long the subject of mutual recriminations and suspicions. Reuters correspondent Joel Flynn reports.
Each side has regularly accused the other of shelling around the plant and risking a major nuclear mishap. But in his nightly video message, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia was now planning to, quote, simulate an attack on the plant.
The whole world must now realize that common security depends entirely on global attention to the actions of the occupiers at the plant. Russia must clearly realize that the world sees the scenarios terrorists are preparing for, and the world is ready to respond. Radiation threatens everyone in the world, and the nuclear power plant must be fully protected from any radiation incidents.
That's Reuters correspondent Joel Flynn reporting. This is VOA News. South Korea.